This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for February 28th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA's Glory mission was supposed to have launched last Wednesday from Vandenberg, but it's still on hold till NASA figures out how the Taurus rocket got a hold fire command that was not sent by any human. Embraer reports the FAA has certified its Legacy 650 large executive jet, following previous certifications from Brazil and Europe. The EMB-145 Airborne Early Warning and Control Platform was unveiled last week to representatives of the Indian government at a ceremony held at Embraer headquarters in Brazil. The first delivery to India of that plane happens in the second half of this year. Cayman says its unmanned K-MAX helicopter recently made aviation history by successfully completing multiple guided airdrops using slings at 10,000 feet above sea level. Airports Council International North America says that FAA funding for all current shovel-ready airport projects could create up to 3 million jobs in the U.S. The FAA is proposing a civil penalty of $227,500 against Dover Chemical Corporation of Ohio for sending toxic sulfur monochloride via United Parcel Service. The FAA has accepted Southwest Airlines' transition plan to combine operations with AirTran once the acquisition closes. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association has approved a workforce integration plan, which sets up a framework for bringing the pilot groups together. And two U.S. House committees want to continue looking into the KC-46A contract awarded last week to Boeing. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves discusses the case of a pilot whose high-tech oxygen regulator may have cost him his life. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.